Sales Analytics and Coaching. This is the design documentation for the Analytics tab of Space CRM. First, what this is. The page is marked prescriptive. It is designed ahead of the app, so parts of it describe screens engineering has not built yet. Sales Analytics answers a manager's four questions. Are we on pace? Which rep needs me? Which lead is about to be lost? And what did the AI do versus my people? It is a coaching instrument, not a bookkeeping report. It evolves the Shipped Analytics tab, a clickable hero, the team accountability table as the centerpiece, the black hole queue for leads no human is scheduled to touch, and an honest human versus AI split through every number. Now the design decisions. The biggest one is honesty about the AI. AI is a single combined bucket. Automation flag sends, plus everything sent by the DAI-Z dealer account, under one label. It is never blended into a human's row and never folded into the team totals. On the table, the AI row is pinned to the bottom, ruled off with a heavier top line, its name muted. Muted identity, honest numbers. A line under the table says it out loud. Totals are humans, AI reported separately. There is also an exclude AI control in the header. When it is on, the AI row disappears, and every remaining number carries a small humans-only annotation. So a scoped number is never mistaken for a total. That controls form is still provisional. It is a quick filter chip now, replacing a retired switch, and Taylor may rule a different form. Second, the black hole is strict. A black hole lead is an active, non-archived customer with no open task and no future appointment. An active automation enrollment does not count as follow-up. The reasoning is plain. If an automation cleared the flag, a human would never have to look. There is no grace period either. A lead is flagged immediately. One definition on every surface. So the stat, the drill down, and the context smart view never diverge. Third, pacing and targets. Tara gets a headline, microcopy, and a set targets button routing to settings. Targets cover new and used only. Fleet is excluded. If none are set, the module shows an empty state and never invents numbers. No sample bars, no placeholder pacing. Both the pacing module and the pipeline bar were later pulled out of the hero. The pipeline bar duplicated the lead funnel card, and pacing is waiting on the targets model. Both are locked and held for later. Fourth, no leaderboards. Threshold callouts only. Values get color, never whole rows and never ranks. Overdue turns red above zero and shows an M dash at zero. Average response is neutral under 15 minutes, orange to 60, red over an hour. Those bands are calibrated on the live inbound response distribution, a 75th percentile of about 22 minutes, and 18% taking over an hour. Last active turns orange past 24 hours. Zero data cells render an M-dash rather than zero noise. These threshold bands are still marked proposed, pending Taylor. Fifth, ordering. Behavior columns come before outcome columns, and that order is fixed. There is no brew band. Order alone carries the meaning. The accountability table sits above the cards. And there is an evolution law. Build on top of today's analytics page. Do not restyle the modules that already shipped. Then, a run of decisions on the header. The analytics title row was bropped in favor of the shared root header grammar. Quick filter chips, a date chip, and a filters button. The location dropdown retired into the filter panel, which was rebuilt to the app's native filter form grammar. A date field with a shortcut grid, an included user's selector, force chip triggers with search overlays, and inventory checks. Included users and locations ship today. The source and inventory filters are prescriptive additions. The panel pushes content aside in a split view. It never covers it. Two rules from that pass cascade across the design system. Multi-select chips are gray unselected and blue with a clear X when selected, and all caps buttons are retired in favor of title case. Table Chrome got its own pass. Column headers sit on a gray band, 48 pixels tall, and never wrap. They truncate instead. On reports, the controls row shares that gray, so the whole top block reads as one band above the lighter totals row. Rep avatars were removed entirely, because at small sizes they distorted into ovals and added nothing. A rep cell is now an index box, a name and a role. Last, the legacy activity reports and their CSV export are heavily used, but sat in an awkward place. They now live in the report section kebab menu, accessible but tucked away, rather than on the primary surface. Now the anatomy. Top of the page is the hero. Four clickable tiles. Sold, split into new and used. No follow-up with its percentage. Untouched. and total touchpoints, split into calls, texts, and emails. Just under the hero is a live showroom strip, which came from a general sales manager interview at a BMW store. The one thing that would make her open analytics instead of her DMS reports is a live read of the floor. Who is here now, which rep they are with, and how long they have waited. Each visit row shows the guest, the reps, arrival time, time in store, and five road to sale chips: greet, test drive, appraisal, manager turnover, and credit app. Time in store keeps the showroom banding. Neutral under 2 hours, warning from 2 to 4, red beyond 4. Those chips surface her killer coaching case at a glance, a deal that reached manager turnover with test drive still unchecked. One constraint: the strip is a glance that hands off, never a place to act. It clicks through to the showroom, but analytics never mutates a visit. Below that is the centerpiece, team accountability. A titled card with a gray header bar, a white body carrying the table, and a footer bar with the humans versus AI microtext. Columns run, tasks today, overdue, calls, texts, emails, average response, then sold and last active. An all team totals row sits on top, then rep rows each led by a numbered index box, then the pinned Daisy row. Default sort is sold, descending. The whole row is one tap target, and it opens the coaching drill. The coaching drill is one rep, one page. Their name, role, and last active time. Four scorecards, a personal funnel from assigned through contacted, appointment set, shown, and sold. An activity trend chart, road to sale rows, and recent activity. The road to sale rows are plain facts, like a test drive before desking closing, over twice as often. No directional words, no arrows, and they are store-level correlations, not per-rep judgments. The rest of the page is the appointment funnel, the lead funnel, inbound and outbound communication charts, and reports with team performance by user. Mobile carries the same modules. There, the accountability table scrolls horizontally, rather than becoming a card stack. Most of the page instances grammar that already exists. Genuinely new are two organisms: the accountability table, which extends the shared custom table and must never fork it, and the pacing module with its goal bar and the pipeline bar. Two new metrics: no follow-up, account aggregate for the black hole, and last active, the maximum date time per dealer, read from the dealer journey table. The presence dot derives from that: activity within 15 minutes, not an online status. The rest of the accountability columns map to metric IDs on the existing version 2 dashboard sales endpoint. Tasks today is tasks to do. Overdue is tasks overdue. The comms columns are outbound calls, outbound texts, and outbound emails. Average response is average response time. Sold is deals closed won. Each row payload carries dealer ID, name, role, those metric values, the response time in seconds, a last active timestamp, and an is AI flag. The AI bucket needs a backend parameter. Automation flag sends, unioned with the Daisy actor, surfaced as one exclude AI toggle on the dashboard endpoints. The target settings model has no backend at all. Dealership settings per month, per department, new and used, entered by leadership. Until that exists, pacing cannot ship. And when targets come back null, the module renders the empty state. The pipeline bar, by contrast, needs no new backend. It is a count of deals by processing status across fresh, working, finance, and close. Three backend defects to fix while in the code. Total talk time is unimplemented, so implement it or drop the metric ID. First response time inbound duplicates average response time, so consolidate to one ID. An average response time is a median, not a mean, so every surface must label it as a median. One thing explicitly out of scope here: the forced end of visit disposition ships with the showroom work, not with analytics. To close, analytics is design complete but prescriptive. Both screen compositions are locked, and the accountability table, the black hole queue, and the AI split are ready for an engineer to pick up against the existing dashboard endpoint. Two things gate the remainder: pacing waits on the target settings model, which has no backend yet, and two rulings are still open: the exact accountability threshold bands and the final form of the exclude AI control.